Murder My Mind podcast, powered by West Coast Radio. I am your host, DJ MTK. On this month's episode, it has been reported that ASAP Rocky will be going to court and facing gun charges. Now, just to kind of take a step back through just kind of what went down, a Los Angeles judge found Monday that there was enough evidence for ASAP Rocky to stand trial for allegations that he fired a gun at a former friend and collaborator outside a Hollywood hotel in 2021. So this was during basically the height of COVID, right? For anybody that doesn't know, I mean, ASAP Rocky, a mogul, right? I mean, fashion, Rihanna. I mean, he has kids with Rihanna. Rapper. ASAP stands for Always Strive and Prosper. I'm a ASAP fan. Now, you know, just a little backstory. He was, you know, raised in Harlem. His name is Rakim. It sounds like, you know, they named their son after the famous rapper Rakim from Harlem. So, you know, he has this kind of in his blood. It also shows some of his history where when he was 12 years old, you know, his dad went to jail for selling drugs. I believe his older brother was killed. I had an older brother that would passed away. His mom tried to get him out of that situation in Harlem. And then, you know, as he kind of started growing up, you know, they created this group, ASAP. There's multiple members in the group that have all been successful, but ASAP Rocky is the main one, right? So in this, in a few things we're gonna talk about today, you know, and it's ASAP Mob. They got Rocky, Ferg, Ant, 12E, Nast, Lotto. I mean, they got a whole realm of rappers on their crew. Now, in this case, Superior Court Judge M.L. Villar made the ruling at a preliminary hearing after hearing roughly a day and a half of testimony. Rocky has pleaded not guilty to two felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. His attorney attempted to cast doubt on the case while questioning police detective. Now, in this case, the 35-year-old hip-hop star born Rakim Myers is also a fashion mogul and two-time Grammy nominee. Relationship with pop star Rihanna. They have two kids. Said there's a video and testimony shows that there's sufficient evidence that the defendant basically was caught on camera firing a gun. Terrell testified that he and Rocky, childhood friend, their relationship started to go sour and resulted in the standoff in Hollywood on November 6th, 2021. So we're talking 2 years ago now. He said ASAP Rocky first pulled a gun on him and in a later confrontation fired shots that grazed his hand. So he didn't die. But here's my thing on this whole case. First of all, ASAP Rocky, bro, you got to be smart enough not to put yourself in these type of positions. If you really have that big of a problem with somebody, unless they like molested your kid or, you know, fuck with your mom, I don't know the backstory on what really happened. But why put yourself in this position when you have all these things going for you? Like you have too much to lose at this point. And you can't be in a position where you're going to put yourself in these predicaments over arguments and then one day look back and say, oh, shit, man. Why the fuck did I even fucking, who cares? You're going to, the homie ASAP Rocky, he's going to be going to court and testifying against you because you shot him because of an argument you had. I don't know where the logic is there, bro. His attorney, Joe Tacopina, said outside the courthouse, "I am certain Rocky will be vindicated of all of this." Now, I know TMZ did drop a photo of someone in basically in a hoodie. In my opinion, that photo was really hard to determine who that was. I mean, that could have been anybody. That could have been me in a hoodie. You know what I mean? However, in this court case, you're going to have A$AP Rocky go on the stand and testify against you that you were the one that shot him. The trial is going to begin January 8th, 2024. So A$AP Rocky is going to have money to defend himself. But in my opinion, it goes back to this. Why put yourself in this position? His attorney also said Flores confirmed he reviewed the footage in his investigation. And that's a detective, I'm sorry. Had a gun in his hand during the altercation. Under cross-examination, however, he revealed the gun was never recovered. So, you know, his attorney is going to be really leaning on that part of it. Meanwhile, the two shell casings that were recovered for the scene by Rocky, A$AP Rocky, real name Terrell Efron, and turned into police 2 days later had no fingerprints. So those are going to be two things that his team, the defense team of A$AP Rocky, are really going to lean on. Hey, you don't have the gun. Two, you don't have any fingerprints. How can you prove it is my A$AP Rocky, my client? Rocky is going to be on the other side saying, hey, nah, we got in an argument and this fool, and he shot me. I'm pressing charges. Also, according to legal documents obtained by People magazine, Rocky filed a civil lawsuit for assault, battery, and emotional distress against Rocky on August 10th, 2022. It's just, in my opinion, you just have too much going on for yourself, bro, to really be putting yourself in this situation where you even have to. Let's say he did shoot his homie, right? A, you're walking around with a gun. That's a strike right there in LA. Like, just you getting pulled over with a gun is going to put you in harm's way away from your family. You have kids. You got Rihanna. You have more to lose. You have so much more going on in your life that you don't need to be putting yourselves in this position. You need to have the emotional talents to take a step back and be like, hey, you know what? This ain't it. Rocky comments, we were really cool. We were chill at the time. Rocky recalled on the stand before stating that tension started to build when Rocky found solo success and became big-headed. I mean, that's natural. A$AP Rocky is the guy there. A$AP Ferg. I mean, there's a few of them, but A$AP Rocky went into fashion. You know, he's like the, you know, becoming the next Kanye almost. You with Rihanna. I mean, it's Riri, right? Queen. Also, it said after their friend and mob member A$AP Josh died in October 21, which was a month before this, Rocky testified that his mother asked for financial help to bring his body back to New York and that Rocky promised to financially help via group text. Although defense attorney claimed Rocky did pay in full at the time, Rocky didn't believe this happened, he told the court. So there's some of the beef right behind the scenes. A month later and days before Rocky was heading Complex Con, Rocky said he overheard Rocky badmouthing him on speakerphone to another friend and decided to end their friendship. Truthfully, it felt good. I was mentally prepared myself to leave and don't need that stigma or type of people. Rocky was never going to help. So, I mean, here's all the drama behind the scenes, right? He grabbed me on my collar. He was shaking me. I tried to push him off. Get his hands off me, Rocky said in the courtroom. That's when Rocky pulled a gun from his waistband. It was a standard clip and a semi-automatic black gun. He pointed it toward my stomach, Rocky continued. I'll kill you right now, he alleged that Rocky said to him. Oh, he was angry, he continued. He had the gun pressed up against me to my chest, then head. I said, shoot it, because I was mad, added Rocky. I said, why you bring a gun if you're not going to use it? I would never bring a weapon, not in that situation. I mean, just listen to this. Why did it have to go this far? The surveillance footage with no sound then showed the group of men involved in an altercation on the corner of Selma Avenue and Vista Del Mar Avenue in Hollywood. Rocky turned around, Relly said, and shot at me. Relly claimed earlier this month, noting he was approximately about 16 feet from him. I mean, that's kind of a distance. It all looked like a movie. He continued to testify that Rocky shot three or four more times at Relly. He said he used ASAP Ills as a human shield. So now you have another group member that's there. So is he going to testify? The video ended with one member of the group sprinting away as the two other men fled on foot after the gun was allegedly fired. About an hour later, Relly testified he went back to the scene to retrieve two 9mm shell casings from the incident. Under cross-examination, Relly admitted that he didn't call 911 until 2 days later because he wanted to retain a lawyer first. Okay, I can see that as well. Rocky was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport on April 20th, 2022. So you're talking about almost 4 months later, and was released on bail the same day per the Los Angeles Times. He posted a $550,000 bond. Following the arrest, Los Angeles police detectives searched the rapper's home. I mean, but you're talking four months later. I mean, what are we really going to find here? So in my eyes, you know, you can kind of see where all the beef was leading up to. Takeaways, murder in my mind. We have to be better. We have to have more emotional intelligence as men, as women in our society. And our backgrounds of growing up in, let's just say, broken up families, gang culture, you have an ego, and add money to that, add power to that, add fame to that, add notoriety to that, you're going to walk around almost untouchable. Now, I've had plenty of altercations with friends. Some brought out guns, some brought out fists. I can't tell you the numerous things that have happened behind the scenes, but this all goes down to how many people do you think right now are incarcerated due to one little emotion that they had of anger. Pop, pop, pop. And that's it. That's it. The flip side of this could have been ASAP Rocky's looking at a murder charge. This could have gone a whole different way. A whole different way. Thankfully, the man wasn't killed. Because if you were to go back and look at it and be like, damn, was that really worth it? Who really fucking cared? I should be at home with my wife and my kids. I should be concentrating on what's next in my career that I'm building, this empire that I'm building. But you got caught up in the emotion of that night, of that argument, and you let your emotions get the best of you. Now you're in a situation where you have to go to trial. You have to face this. You have to have this stress behind. You have to have this anxiety, you know, in the back of your mind. Like, fuck, what's really going to happen here, man? I hopefully paid the best attorneys and they're going to get me out of this. They don't know where the gun's at. You know, they don't have any real evidence on me. All they have is this testimony of the witness, which, you know, is kind of strong. Now, the question is the other homie that was there, is he going to ASAP Ills? Is he going to testify to and corroborate ASAP Relly's testimony? That's going to be a very important. Is the picture that they have in the video enough, you know, visual evidence to say, man, that is ASAP Rocky right there? We're going to post this as the thumbnail for this episode, but this is going to be part one. As we get closer to the trial date, more information is going to come out January 8th, 2024. Stay tuned. Murder on My Mind podcast. We're on top of it. DJ MTK, West Coast Radio. Make sure to access at West Coast Nation with any comments, any thoughts. We'll make sure to re-exit or retweet it. I don't even know what you call it anymore, but, you know, the takeaway here is, listen, leave the streets alone. If you're really trying to do something with life, man, fuck all that. If you got more to lose, fuck all that. Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit. ASAP, come on, dog. Come on, ASAP Rocky. You better than that, homie.